How did a mountain range get buried under miles of ice in Antarctica? According to conventional science, it shouldn't even be there. But its existence fits right in with biblical creationism. And now, our Creation Moments host, Paul Taylor.
There are three ways to make mountains. The movement of two crustal plates running into one another will push up mountains. Likewise, volcanic activity will produce mountains. Finally, massive erosion of soft strata from harder strata can also create mountains. In the 1950s, Soviet researchers discovered a mountain range named the Gambartsev Mountains in Antarctica. Since the mountain range lies under almost 2.5 miles of ice, they were discovered by seismic survey. There's one problem. There shouldn't be any mountains there according to conventional science. That's because Antarctica is a single crustal plate colliding with nothing, nor is there any evidence of volcanic activity there. As one scientist put it, finding these mountains is like opening an ancient pyramid and finding a living astronaut in it. However, there is another answer that uniformitarian geologists would never consider. We know that there was massive erosion as the floodwaters drained from the earth, as evidenced by the Grand Canyon and the American Badlands. This would also seem to be the most likely explanation for the mystery mountains of Antarctica. The Bible gives us the most accurate general history of the ancient earth, actually filling in the gaps and contradictions that arise in modern long-age science approaches.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcast anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.